Give me just a few minutes here. I'd like to teach and preach tonight the key to being an overcomer. How many wants to overcome?
Amen.
And be victorious in our soul. Oh God, stay with me. We might as well settle the fact that we cannot live it and do it on our own. We can't do it. We need a higher power and a greater influence that's not found in this world. We need spiritual inspiration that comes from God alone, down from His very throne. What is it, Brother Tommy? It's the sweet Holy Ghost, the anointing of the living God that gives us power. Can I tell us tonight that His presence is His anointing? Oh, and we ever needed that, we need His presence right now. Oh, God, it gives you strength. His Spirit will quicken your body. It'll touch your mind. It puts life down in your soul, in the inner man. The Apostle Paul wrote it like this to the church of Jesus Christ. He said in Romans 12 and 21, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." The Holy Ghost is saying through Paul to us, don't let the evil of this world overcome you. Oh God, what's in you must be stronger than the influence that is around you. Can you say when Jesus comes in, when His Spirit comes in, He makes me an overcomer. Praise be to the Lord. I can't live it on my own. I tell you, I can only do so much. And I can go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need help in this area. I need strength spiritually, Lord, mentally and physically. And when I've got all that I can do, God comes down and He gives me strength. How many knows it's inside? Hallelujah, it's where that strength is.
Yes.
Oh God, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. You have to have, and I've been down this road, power to face sin and temptation.
Right.
Without this power, we'll succumb to the evil forces of Satan. Let's just lay it out flat. Without Jesus, without the precious Holy Ghost, we cannot stand. We cannot endure. We'll crumble and go down like the rest of a godless society. These last day pressures are increasing. How many could say amen to that?
Amen.
You can't put your finger on it. You go out here in the street, you leave your house, you can feel the demon forces of hell. It's everywhere all around us. How many's glad that you got the Lord tonight? Got Him in your heart. Got Him in your home. God is divine presence. Lamont, it meets everything. I can't live it on my own. But when I get a hold of the Lord in prayer and I feel the Spirit of the living God, I'm telling you, we can do more than what we're doing. We can praise Him and we can pray and seek Him. And the more we do, the more that we feel on the inside of us. God, I need you. I need more, Lord. I need more. Oh, God.
Yes.
God don't want to lose a one of His children.
Right.
He don't want you breaking down.
Amen.
He doesn't want you weak. He don't want you discouraged. He don't want you depressed. He doesn't want you giving up.
Amen.
And giving in to this world's evil flow.
That's right.
I remember when we baptized Rick Jones down there in the river. You remember that, Brother Ron?
Yeah.
We was getting ready to put him under the water. Brother Rick Jones came here. And the water was sort of up at that time. Here come a big old log right now. They're right down the river, right on down through there. He testified afterwards. He said, you know, before they baptized me, he said, I could see that old log, that old dead log, used to be a tree just flowing right down that muddy water. He said, anybody can go downstream. He said, but it takes something to go against the flow.
That's right. Amen.
It takes something to go against the flow. The flow of this world is going into the pit.
Right.
It's far away from God. How many could say, Brother Tommy, I need something, a force on the inside of me to go against the flow?
Come on.
I'm a child of God.
Yes.
I want to go against that flow. Praise be to the Lord. God, you know it as well as I do. The unseen forces of darkness from Satan's kingdom is busy at work in our ungodly generation.
Oh, yeah.
The spirit of madness and hopelessness, it hovers over people. In other words, people are losing hope from what they're seeing and what they're hearing going around all around them. All the mental, the physical, and the spiritual breakdowns of even good people.
Yes.
And it happens from the inside out.
Yep.
I'm here to declare unto you that our Savior and our blessed Redeemer, Jesus Christ, is bigger than that. He's greater than our problems. He's greater than your weakness. He's greater than temptation and every trial and problem. He's bigger than failure. He's bigger than defeat. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. How many knows that tonight? Hey, Lord, I want to make it to heaven. With him we can make it and be victorious. It's Jesus in you, the hope of glory. When you really got him, you'll have that joy that's not of this world. The Apostle John wrote it this way, 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, the spirits of this age. In other words, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. This coming April, I'll be saved 52 years. How did you make it, Brother Tommy? Christ in me, the hope of glory. The sweet Holy Ghost came down in my heart, and he gives me strength to overcome temptation and trial. And you raise your little hand to him tonight and say, it's all in the Lord. It's all in him. I can't do it on my own. But it's in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Greater. I'll top this today. The writer wrote in Hebrews 10:35, cast not away therefore your confidence. Look at that word. Don't cast your confidence away, which hath great recompense of reward.
Yes.
He's saying, don't lose hope. Don't give up your faith and that blessed assurance. Hold on to it, because God will help you.
Amen.
And he will reward you. His blessed spirit, his love, joy, and peace is better than anything in this whole world. There's blessed assurance in Christ our Lord. You might say, how can I make it, preacher? Nehemiah 8:10, it says, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got joy tonight. It's not hard to praise him when you think of all that he's done, what he's brought you out of, to where you are today. Hey, Lord, it's the Spirit of God that has brought us to where we are today, that we can worship the Lord. And they can say, I'm glad, Brother Tommy, that I am saved. I'm glad that my sins have been washed away. I'm glad that I got a home in heaven awaiting on me. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Madness, spirit of madness. It seemed like a spirit of anger just all over the globe.
Yep.
Just people going mad, people going crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm glad I'm not in that shape.
Amen.
Romans 14 and 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This holy joy and overcoming power, God has put it within your very reach. But you've got to see your condition and your need for it and really want it. There's got to be a hunger and a desire in your life for a change.
Yes.
Lord, I don't want to live anymore in depression. I don't want to go around feeling down. I don't want to feel empty and miserable in my soul. I want to be lifted up. I want that real life and joy in my soul. I want that blessed hope. As I studied today and typing this, I was 38 years old. I don't know if this will help anybody or not. I was 38 years old. I had good eyesight. And I noticed on the job I had to make these stencils up, put it in a Hilti gun to stencil my metal. And I noticed that I had to push the numbers out there. I thought, it dawned on me all of a sudden. Pulled them up here, doing, you know, blurred, and I put them down there, and it's back and forth. I said, "I'm losing my sight.
Yeah.
I can't read these numbers." My sight went out when I was 38. It's been a long time ago, and I ain't saying that's what triggered it, but I went into a state of depression. I cannot tell you, explain to this very day, Sister Maria. I cannot. They say women go through the change. They say men do. A lot of the men do too. I don't know what triggered it. I couldn't hardly eat. I could not hardly eat my food. Mary picks a good meal. I'd sit right there. We were in that double wide at that time. I'd sit right there on that stool. I had to make myself eat and take a fork to get that food and put it in my mouth. Depression is not even, it's not even describing how I felt. She didn't know it. I felt like just leaving the house, going to the hospital, and checking myself in. She'd ask me, "What's wrong?" I said, "Nothing, nothing. I just reach in there and get eat. Nothing." It felt like the end of the world in my mind. I said, "God, what is going on? Where are you at? Where are you at?" I almost went to the hospital and checked myself in. I was so depressed. I go to work that way. I come back that way. Mom and Dad, Mary and I would go out and see Mom and Dad out there at Lavalette area. Mom and Dad could tell there's something wrong with me. Saved? Yeah, saved. Sweet Holy Ghost. But I went through a period of misery. So empty, so dead, so dry, so depressed. I felt like I was going to die. Mom and Dad made a special trip to Ashland, Westwood, where we lived. I come in there, and I remember I was sitting in a rocking chair. Brother Ron, I've never told this. Just a rocking back and forth. Mom and Dad sat across the room. I could hardly look nobody in the eyes. You know depression's real.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
Mommy looked over at me and said, "Honey, what's wrong?" I said, "Mom, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me." Then they both got up off the couch and come over and wrapped their arms around me. "What's wrong with our son?" You know, I went through a state of depression for I don't know how long, 2 or 3 weeks or more. And I went through that until it lifted. Oh, God. There's people that are suffering right now going through depression. And they're wondering, what is wrong with me? Why can't I have a life? Why can't I stand up? Why can't I endure this? What is wrong with my mind? What's wrong inside of my soul? Thank God in a service, the Lord just to come by and he started lifting that. Can you raise your hand and praise him? Yeah. Holy, holy, holy. Was I feeling something, Sister Maria, for somebody else? I don't know. Oh, God. For people. I've done a study on the Statue of Liberty. And I personally got a letter from our government in the 1980s. Let me read this. Lady Liberty was built in the 1880s. This gigantic statue of a woman sits on Liberty Island in New York Harbor. The Statue of Liberty is the symbol of America's freedom. Freedom, she stands. She stands 300 feet and 1 inch tall to the very top of her flaming torch that she holds in her hand. She's the size of a 22-story building weighing 225 tons. She was placed on a pedestal that was inscribed with these words, "Here at our Siwash Sunset Gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch and a flame. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. With silent lips, she says, give me your tired, your poor and yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest tossed to me, and I will lift my lamp beside the golden door." She was a saying, send me your hurting and that wants to be free. When first built, Lady Liberty was the very image of America's strength, help and hope to the weary and the needy. After being completed, listen, she stood there for decades. Through the last of the 1800s, she stood strong. She stood strong through the early 1900s, through the mid to the latter 1900s. But something was happening that no one could see. A woman in trouble. Maintenance crews were sent inside of the great Lady Liberty to inspect her, though it could not be detected or noticed with eyes on outside. Inside of this mighty woman, they discovered the beams that held her together was rusting away, and the rivets were coming apart. They had to go inside to renovate and strengthen her with new beams, new welds, and new rivets so she would not fall. Oh God, can you see something in this? Our once mighty nation is in trouble, and so are the vast number of people who have forgotten and forsaken the Lord. In the early 1980s, I, Tommy Romans, personally got a letter of solicitation in the mail wanting me and millions of others across the great nation to donate money to have her repaired and strengthened. Had they not fixed her inside, this Lady Liberty would have crumbled and fell in a hard opposing wind. They got to her just in time and saved her from crumbling inside and collapsing. If that woman, Lady Liberty, had a voice and could speak, she would have cried and said, if people only knew how I'm starting to crumble inside. I don't know how much longer that I can hold together before I fall. tall. I appear strong. Yes, I do. And erect to the others as they look up to me. And I steal a hold of the light of the torch, proclaiming liberty to others. But if only they knew how that I'm hurting inside. I've fallen apart. I don't know how much longer that I could stand here. Oh God, I'm about to crumble and fall. Oh, now, do you know why we need one another? We need our brothers and our sisters, and why we need the church and the presence of the Lord in our midst. There's healing and a lifting up in the Holy Ghost. How many needs Him? How many wants Him? I need strength inside of me. Oh, God. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. There's people are crumbling right up and down our streets. You know it. You know it. Come on. They're turning to drugs, turning to alcohol, trying to fill the void. Dear God, dear God. I forgot I got the statistics at home. How many people commit suicide every year in the United States of America? There's a place over there in Japan, and there's a path that goes way out up on top of a great big rock cliff looking over into the ocean. Many people have jumped off of that down into the rocks below. And a man said he had a burden from the Lord. He said, God told me to go and stand in that path. He said, you don't realize I've had them of all ages. He said, I've had the young and I've had the old. He said, even young teenagers. He said, when they come up that narrow path, they'll walk up there to the top of that rock cliff. He said, it's 200 or 300 feet down. Oh, Lord, into those rocks where the waters are crashing in. He said, I get a hold of them. He said, what are you doing on this path? And they would tell him and spill their heart out of the troubles that they got in their family, and troubles in finances, and mind battles, and they feel like that life ain't worth living. I don't have anything. I've lost hope on myself. I've lost hope, and I'm going to end it all. And that man said he would stop him, and he said we would pray, and said you don't want to do that. There's somebody that loves you. And His name is Jesus. You don't have to take your life. I'm telling us, it's going across Marco Polo. Hallelujah. There's people fighting mind battles, and they are under a spirit of oppression, and they're being depressed, and the devil's trying to discourage them and say, you'll never get out of it, and you'll never feel any better. I'm here to tell you tonight that greater is He that is in you. Not he that is in the world. Jesus is bigger. Raise your hand. I said Jesus is greater.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh God.
Come on. You got him right there in the hunting hospital, St. Mary's Cabell. Got over here KDMC. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, God of heaven, they've lost hope. They're coming apart on the inside. I'm telling you, you can be a good Christian. You can love the Lord. But there's sometimes oppressing spirits will get a hold of you. It feels like you're being torn apart. I know what I'm saying, Brother Peel. I've been down that road where you can't explain the mind battles and the thoughts that come into your head. Oh God. And you say, I am important unto the Lord. I am important unto the Lord. Wave your hand in the house of God tonight. How important am I, Brother Tommy, that Jesus went to the cross and He died there and He shed every drop of blood to redeem you and to save you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Oh God. If people only knew. I feel like sometimes the rivets are coming apart. The whales are resting in me. People look at you sometimes. You know, when you're battling, people look at you. Man, I wished. Wow, they've got victory all the time. Look how they smile. They raise their hands. Yep. You've done it and I've done it. but we're up against the enemy, the old devil. What was it? Revelation said, 12 said, woe to the inhabitants of earth and of the sea, for Satan has come down unto you with great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. Oh God, where's these thoughts come from? Where do these feelings come from? All of a sudden you can be doing good. And you feel no good. All of a sudden, or something comes over you. Oh God, what is it? It's the spiritual forces. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world, and the spiritual wickedness in high places. There's spirits all around you.
Amen.
It's the devil's job to tell you you ain't doing any good.
Amen.
I felt that go all over me right there.
Come on.
You ain't getting anywhere.
Amen. Come on.
You ain't got it.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Amen.
Yes, I do.
Amen. Come on.
Come on, I know he's in there.
Come on.
I tell you what we need, Sister Maria, if we'll open that Bible more. I said, if we'll open that Bible more, and if we'll pray more, we can have victory over these thoughts. Come on, in these mind battles, we can have victory, and the Word of God's got it tonight. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Oh, it's all in Jesus. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world.
Amen.
I didn't think I'd preach like this, but I couldn't get away from this. I just typed as God gave it. Listen, we all go through hard times and trials. Hard things. Tough situations. Tough, bad conditions. And trying circumstances will wear on you. The enemy's always there to show you the bad, the negative, the bleak, the black.
Yep.
Right.
He's always there. Mm-hmm. Children, every one of us in this house tonight, you are more blessed than you really realize you are.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
You ain't out here on the streets. You ain't taking needles and shooting up with dope.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Amen.
Because you've got Jesus and you've got hope.
Amen.
My Lord, I feel Him. Man, I feel Him. Give Him a wave offering. Holy, 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 holy. I'm not one of them. I used to be, but I ain't now. Hey, Lord, I've traveled many miles since Jesus has saved me. I've went through low places. I've been in the lowest valleys. Come on. I've been in raging storms when I could not see through the mist. I fought waves that was over my head, but something on the inside kept me. Who is it, preacher? It's Jesus that has kept me through it all. Woo! When I felt weak, I went to Him and He made me strong. When I was down and out, and the devil said, you're down for the count, you'll never get back up in the spirit, it was the Lord. I said, joy in the Holy Ghost that raised me back up.
Yes.
Oh God.
Amen.
It might take weeks, months, or years, but after a while, the pressure from the force of opposing winds will gradually wear away the face of a mountain. The mountain will even change its appearance. But God won't. The constant blowing grit of sand from hard winds will chisel away granite. After months and years of a constant dripping of water will eventually wear holes in concrete. We are weak, helpless, and hopeless without God and His Spirit on the inside of us.
Yes,
how have you held on? It was Him. You can make it, brother. He told me before service started, you've been in it, what, about a year now? Close to a year.
Yeah, next month.
January will be a year. God's brought you almost 12 long months. Whew, I feel healed. Can he take me the rest of the way, preacher?
Oh, yes.
Can I make it through the trials and through the temptations, preacher?
Yes.
Raise your little hand so I can make it with Jesus.
Yes.
I can make it with Jesus. God. Woo. He'll come, I tell you, and he'll put new wells on the inside of you. Hey, Lord, he'll put new rivets on the inside of you. When you feel the winds are blowing you, you can't stand up any longer. The Lord will do a work on the inside of your inner man. Where's the victory, Brother Tommy? It's in the Holy Ghost, inside of that inner man, that makes me be able to stand.
Yes.
Brother Ron, this is different tonight.
Yes.
I know it is. I'm going to say it again. We don't have to sink.
No.
We don't have to fall apart.
Amen.
We don't have to go down. There's victory, peace, and real joy in the Lord and the Spirit of God. God has got a lifting up for you, dear brother and dear sister, as Mary wants to come to the piano. Isaiah 40:28. Brother Ron can quote all of this. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding.
Amen. Come on.
He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Listen, but they that wait upon the Lord, would you all stand with me tonight? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
David of old said, I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah, come. It's not too late, child of God. There's hope for you tonight that are battling. There is a lifting up in the Lord. There is a restoring and a renewing. There is joy in Jesus. He's waiting on you. Can we find a place to pray here tonight? Holy Lord. I need more strength, God. Oh, strengthen me with strength in my mind and my soul, God. Oh, Lord. David said in Psalms 30:1, I will extol you, O Lord. I'm going to exalt you in praise, for thou hast lifted me up. Come on, children, pray. I'm going to praise the Lord because you lifted me up. I cried unto thee, and Lord, you healed me. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy is a coming in the morning. Oh, God. Talk to him, children, here tonight. You might be doing good, but there's somebody hurting in your family. They're hurting in your neighborhood. Hurting. Oh, God.
Weep in my moment, conquerors, overcomers in this life. Weep in my victorious, pray the Lord. Jesus Christ.
Somebody's a hurting right now. Somebody.
Weeping back for their overcomers in this life.
I feel the Holy Ghost here. Thank you, Lord.
We've been magnets on us through the blood of Jesus Christ. In troubles, come knocking at your door. Don't be afraid, no, it's not like before. Don't you give in, don't let it bring you down. You don't have to worry anymore. Jesus Christ. sight. Weeping men victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
How many glad?